Friends, we do this each month, coming to the table. And just a reminder, you do not have to be a member of Edgewater to receive communion. The only requirement is that you have put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I've asked Beverly to help me this morning as we come to the table. We have bread that Cindy has actually prepared for us. She did that before she even went on vacation, so you can thank Cindy for that. Hear these words this morning. Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, invites us anew to Holy Communion, through which he will give himself to us and lead us into a deeper fellowship with one another. Jesus says, "Come to me, all you that are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." Friends, we come to this sacred table not because we must, but because we may. We come to testify not that we are righteous, but that we sincerely love our Lord Jesus Christ and desire to be his true disciples. We come not because we are strong, but because we are weak. We come not because we have any claim on the grace of God, but because in our frailty and sin, we stand in constant need of God's mercy and help. When we come not to express an opinion, but to seek God's presence and pray for the Spirit. Friends, I want to share a few words from the Apostle Paul. These are words that he received. Paul writes, "For I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus on the night when he was betrayed took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.'" So friends, let's pray for the meal we are about to receive, and then I would invite you to come to the table as you are ready. Lord, we ask now that you bless this offering of praise and thanksgiving. We present to you from your creation this bread and this cup. We pray that you send your Holy Spirit on these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and the blood of the new covenant. In the fullness of time, put all things in subjection under your Christ and bring us to that heavenly feast where with all your saints we will be gathered in glory everlasting through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. We pray this in his name, now and forever. Amen. Friends, these are the gifts of God for the people of God. And as you come to the table this morning, one of the great privileges last Sunday afternoon was to bring communion to Judy. And even though she was no longer able to eat or drink, she put her hands on the elements, she closed her eyes, and it was just one of those holy moments that you always remember, those moments that you'll never forget them. And I told her, I said, next Sunday, we're going to be taking communion as a church, and you are a part of this body. And one day we will all be at that heavenly table together again. We await that day. So friends, I invite you to come forward this morning as you are able. Take a piece of the bread and one of the cups. Hold on to it till all have been served. This is the blood of Christ shed for you. Friends, this is the body of Christ. Jesus shed his life for us, and this is the blood of Christ that he shed on the cross for you and me. Take and eat and drink and be nourished.